Welcome to a brand new episode of Towel Light Talk. This is Casey.
And this is Chris.
This is episode 276, Chris. Can you believe that many episodes that we have been yelling at people and telling them to listen to us for years?
I can. And I am really surprised most of you are still here with us, but thank you. Thank you for your patience and your, you know, willingness to be abused by our geeky nature.
Yes, yes, that's exactly it. And very, very happy that, what did you post the picture? It was like 10 or 11 years ago today that we did our first recording at the time of this. This is June 2nd that we're recording the episode. So,
yeah, it's kind of wild, right? I was just like, it just popped up in my feed. And it was, oh, here you are. Here we are talking about the first season, The Flash, in 2015. Yeah. And one of the Finger Lakes when we did our very, very first episode. And it's just funny. We're recording on the same day. What a quinky dink.
It's coming full circle. And that's one of the things we might be geeking about. What else are you geeking out about?
Oh, God. So much, my friend. I saw Mando and Grogu in the theater, and I'm just going to say this. if Star Wars doesn't make you happy anymore, you should just give it up. So I don't know what you want out of Star Wars, but it gave me everything I wanted. Easter eggs galore. It's a fun nonstop movie. I don't know. I just think that whoever's out there talking doesn't really get it. And I've been very pleased with the last two installments of Star Wars that we've gotten. So,
yeah, I've only heard really good things about this movie. So I do want to see it in the theater before it goes.
Yeah, you should. You absolutely should. I'm going to go see MOTU this weekend. It's getting good reviews. A lot of people are just like, Travis Knight knows what he's making. He's putting it all on the screen. And this is the movie that we've been waiting for 40, 50 years, whatever however old we are.
Yeah, everyone's been loving it.
That's it. I'm just looking forward to a really good time. And speaking of good times, I started Spider-Noir, and it's so good. And just watch it in black and white to begin with.
Like, is just that the way to do it?
I think so. I really like, I'm watching it, and I just feel like it's just well made for that noir classic movie vibe. But it's just a really fun show so far.
I cannot wait to get into it. Yeah. That's awesome. Let's see, geeking out about, we'll talk about the new magic things that are coming out today. Geeking out about that for sure, as well as just I don't know, summer stuff. You know, it's good. Like, movies are back. He-Man's coming out, and like, yes, it's just gonna be nonstop all summer long. So I'm pumped.
Yeah, I'm really excited for Supergirl. I saw the trailer for that attached to Mando. I'm just, the more I see it, I can't wait to see that on the big screen. So I can't wait for summer.
Yeah, I think that movie is going to be freaking great. So let's get into the rest of the things that we're looking forward to, including Marvel news. We've got an X-Men 97 season 2 trailer. Did you watch it?
I did.
And?
I watched it. No, I'm just joking. my wife is like, how long has it been since this show's been on? I'm like, not that long. It's time. So I'm really excited for more X-Men, more animated X-Men. It looks wildly time traveling, exciting and fun. So I can't wait. The mutants are back.
That's it. I'm hoping that it stays at least close to the same level as season one. Season one was just one of the greatest things I've ever seen in animation. So I cannot wait. We've also got Vision Quest has a date, which is October 14th. This is the long-awaited Paul Bettany-led show, which is basically West Coast Avengers, right? We didn't get a trailer yet.
Yeah, I'm not... Who knows what it's going to be? It's the end cap of the you know, the Wanda
old guard
vision. Well, okay. Yeah, I guess so. You know what I mean? I mean, they see all these statements about Doomsday is like, it's phase zero. Like, you don't have to see anything for the Marvel Universe to go into Doomsday. Okay. So what are you doing? Are you rebooting the whole, like, what the hell do you, what are you Russo brothers talking about? So, right. Yeah, they're, this Vision Quest will end the whole WandaVision spectacular, whatever it is.
Okay. Well, you know, we're going to be there and it's coming mm-hmm. out in October and that's it. Next is the Midnight Universe, which will be plunging the Marvel mythos into darkness. This is from Marvel Comics, where we will get Midnight X-Men from Jonathan Hickman and Matteo De La Fonte on art. So, I don't know, this is pretty exciting to go back into this Midnight world with X-Men, Fantastic Four, and Spider-Man. What do you think this is all about?
I don't even know what it means. Yeah. There's only one thing that Midnight needs to be attached to, and that's Suns. Yeah, I don't know. I was excited for this at first, then I started to read more into it, and I'm just like, okay, the darker side of the superhero universe, it's going to be Midnight and horrifying, and I don't know. I'm not going to read it, so it doesn't matter to me.
Well, it sounds, you know, Hickman's got something. He says they're going, you know, in New York, vampires and mutant empires and all this stuff. So we'll see what it
sounds like. It's been done before.
We'll see what it's going to happen. Jonathan Hickman back at Marvel as always.
Yawn.
That's it. Marvel's old Frankenstein anime is coming to 4K. This is when Marvel and Toei did a movie. Yeah, I've never seen this before. I didn't even know this was a thing. So this is interesting. What do you think about this?
Yeah, it's weird, right? I've never even heard of it before. Didn't know it existed. And so, yeah, it's 4K restoration in Japanese with English subtitles.
Yeah,
it's just a really quirky thing that is popped up, and I can't wait to watch it.
And it's rated R.
Yeah.
From 1981. This is disgusting. This is great.
Wild.
Cannot wait. this happened today. Breaking news. Magic the Gathering is on a roll as usual. Now their next set got revealed, which is the Marvel Superheroes. And we've got 81 cards revealed today. I'm trying to not look. I looked at a couple things, yeah. But overall, I'm really trying to avoid the spoilers. I saw enough, though, that I'm going to just... I'm probably just going to go all in on this set. Like, some of these cards were crazy.
Why do you send them to me? Why do you...
You put this out.
Why do you torment... No. You sent me that Thanos card today.
I sent you the Thanos, yes. I sure did.
I'm trying to avoid it as much as possible. But here,
yeah, listen. One card.
Yes, I've looked at a lot of them so far. I don't really care because there's so much more that's going to come out of this. And like I've said to you before, I'd rather kind of know what I'm getting into. I've already pre-ordered the booster box. It's the one, and then I think the collector's bundle. But honestly, for me, I wasn't going to do that. And then I started to see more from it. And these reveals actually are kind of exciting, the way they're treating the powers. And seemingly, they're doing a good job with each character and how their power set works and how it can be incorporated into the game. Like, you know what? Whatever with Spider-Man, whatever with Ninja Turtles, like, just you have the right not to buy it. Me?
Yep.
I've said I'm never going to buy these, and I bought them. So I'm just a liar and a fraud. So, and a menace. But I think this looks pretty good. I'm holding off on any commander decks as of right now. Yeah, as of right now. And then we'll see. We'll see how they are. But
that's it.
You know how we are in this game. It's like crack.
And then finally, in Marvel news, Wolverine State of Play was earlier this afternoon. We've got 7 or so minutes of footage of Wolverine just doing the best at what he does. But there was also a couple little spoilers in there about some characters that we got to see, including changed perspectives, kind of like the Spider-Man where you got to change into Venom. Now you get to kind of do a little bit of switcheroo in the Wolverine game. So that was pretty cool.
This trailer, I've never seen anything like this in a video game. I've never seen that much blood. His healing factor put like this game, I am so glad it's been delayed and delayed. If this is the product we're getting, I've never seen something so violent in my life. Did you watch the whole thing?
I didn't watch the whole, because you know what? It looks exactly like that PlayStation 2 or 3 game.
Yeah, it looks
that Wolverine Origin game. It looked, but just like
thousand times better.
Just like Spider-Man 2, like the Insomniac is like Spider-Man 2, just a million times better.
He pushes a guy off the roof and then dives into him with his claws to the ground. I'm just like,
as he should.
What the heck? Like, this is like beyond mature. And I tried to pre-order it, but it's not even up yet. So I'm not sure what PlayStation is doing, but they better get their stuff in order.
Right now.
I'm ready. I'm ready for it.
Yeah.
I was born to play this game.
So. It looks good. So cannot wait to pre-order it when it comes up. We'll let you guys know. Jumping over across the pond to DC, Lex's power suit confirmed for Superman. What is it? Man of Tomorrow?
Man of Tomorrow, yeah.
Yes, duh, it's coming. We know it's coming. We're excited to see it on screen.
Yeah, I am. Very.
Yeah. Yeah. See the two of them team up to fight whatever it is that we're seeing, and hopefully that's how they reveal, like, their Wonder Woman or their Batman. You know what I mean? Like, that, I think, would be a cool way to do it.
I almost don't want them to do that, though. I'm kind of in the camp of like, just,
you know, don't
stuff things in there. Yeah. I mean, you're bringing in John Stewart from Lanterns, which we'll talk about in a second, but like they did a good job in Man of Steel, or not Man of Steel, in Superman.
They did,
With the Justice Gang and how that was kind of balanced. And I thought that was good. I just want to see Superman and Lex Luthor team up against Brainiac. And that's really, like, just to see how they handle it is two different, you know,
ways of thinking, ways of dealing with it, their own stuff. Yes. Agreed. So when James Gunn first revealed his slate of gods and monsters, one thing that was on the list was the Authority. Recently, he said that they are going to just put that movie on the back burner. He said the script wasn't quite there. The story didn't work in terms of the larger DCU. So, I don't know. I mean, it doesn't really surprise me. You know, you're going to make some changes. This one was really one out of left field anyway, but that's why it was kind of excited to see it.
I agree with that. Like, the characters that were in Superman, like, they were not even they were the worst part of it, honestly. I just didn't really care enough for these characters that you were putting in this movie in order to have the Authority exist within your movieverse.
I see what you're saying.
Yeah, I just didn't care enough. I was like, oh, okay. But now it makes sense that, to me, to get rid of this movie for now.
Yeah.
Or, I don't know, make it a TV, or like, make it something else than one of your mainstays, because they're kind of on precious time. If I'm being honest with the merger and all this stuff, to see really what happens. So it's like, they have to come out swinging even more now, and establish the fact that they're going to build a real DCU on the big screen. So that's my thoughts.
No, I don't disagree at all. And it's a good idea to keep workshopping this, especially when they've already been kind of hitting on their stride. So we'll see what happens next. Speaking of, Lanterns is getting an August 16th release, and we got our second teaser, a little bit more footage, a little bit more of like what's going on with these two. What are your thoughts on this? I mean, we're getting some, not time travel, but, like, you know, lanterns throughout history, which is cool.
Yeah. I mean, we get, it looks like, so there's two timelines, which is interesting way to treat this. It's kind of put the people that are out there criticizing this kind of quieted them down, because I really enjoyed this trailer a lot. It did delve more into the fantastical side of it. Now that we know, like, showing Sinestro in it was great. Imprisoned, like, why is Hal Jordan so mean?
Right.
Why is he so, like, what kind of path are they taking him down? Like, are they taking him down the Parallax path? Like, what is happening? Right. So it's interesting to see if maybe John, like, by the, when we see the second timeline, the current timeline, Hal Jordan is not there anymore. There's something, like, he's either dead or something has happened. To the point where John Stewart is the Green Lantern of Earth, you know, with Guy Gardner floating around, of course.
Yeah.
But it'll be interesting to see how they explain that. And knowing that, you know, Nathan Fillion is also shows up in the show, I'm hoping that they'll do a good job and kind of explaining to the viewership of how these three to four lanterns and more from Earth exist. So
awesome.
I'm really pumped. It looks dark and adult, and you know, it's just, I can't wait. I'm really excited for it. So,
yeah, I'm pumped to see what comes next out of this. And then finally, we've got the first official Justice League tabletop RPG in almost 20 years, co-written by Mark Waid, who has done so much work on DC and just comics in general. But yeah, the Justice League tabletop RPG should be coming out in July 2026. You know, we'll drop a link when it's officially out. But what do you think about this?
I don't know, man. There's just so many tabletop RPGs out there now. It's hot. It's a hot commodity. So
yeah.
I mean, I got said that Blade Runner one I want to really play, but when? You know, I've got cardboard crack in my hands, you know, so I'm already playing one game, but I'm sure this is gonna be fun. Mark Waid is a great writer and he'll do good things with it. So I'll check it out when it comes out. You know? So.
Yeah, and we'll drop the link for you guys when it becomes available. Jumping over to a galaxy far, far away, Star Wars Ahsoka Season 2 is set to release early 2027. So what's that put it? Like 3 years between seasons?
Yeah.
Just bonkers.
Here's a crazy fact for you. No, just joking. It took so much, like, we're so used to, like, rapid fire stuff coming at us. Like, we want the story told. We want it every year. We didn't get Star Wars for decades. And I think that's kind of where we're stuck right now. I went back after I watched Maul, and just to see, because one of the Inquisitors from Maul is in Ahsoka. And so I watched a little bit of Ahsoka again. I was like, man, I really remember loving this show. And I did. I need to watch it again because, like you said, it's been a long time. But honestly, if they have good stories to tell and they space it out over a few years, 5 years, it is what it is. And I'd rather just get that where we get something well-written, well-produced, and is going to carry on this narrative to where they're trying to get to. Because if the Mando and Grogu is a side quest, which it absolutely is, where does that leave us with this New Republic era and what they were originally trying to build? They're originally trying to cap this all in a big movie on the big screen, you know, with Thrawn and all that stuff, Heir to the Empire style. So I, for me, just bring it on. I mean, it's Star Wars and I'm there for it. So,
yeah, I mean, that's it. I just want to see it faster.
I get you. I hear you completely. But, you know, we've also gotten some good Star Wars stuff in between. So,
yeah, no, you're right. Speaking of coming out soon to a console near you, Galactic Racer is coming out on October 6th. This was it's been a little while since it came out, but it was a really well-made trailer and made me excited for how much fun I did have playing the pod racing game. So this is cool. They're updating the shit out of it. It's just a cool new game.
Yeah, it takes place in the New Republic time, right?
Yeah.
I think as well. So it's a brand new adventure. So, yeah, I'll check it out. Definitely.
Yeah. Yes. Then, also coming out in the summer, June 11th, we're getting Monopoly. Now, this is coming out for consoles, so and PCs. Just a different kind of galactic adventure with and on, you know, on your TV component. So this is actually something I would probably buy.
Yeah. No, me too. Yeah. And it's just is smart. I'm hoping there's an online
to play together.
Yeah, I think that would be awesome. I love when they adapt Monopoly to whatever. Yeah. I bought the original Star Wars Monopoly set when it came out. You know, it's just it makes sense, and I think it'll be really cool with like animations and just the ease of playing these kind of games on a video game console is way better than doling out all that paper money and stuff, like, or playing Risk. Like, Jesus
Christ. Yes. And it does have an online component, they said. So
excellent.
There you go.
Most
that
excellent.
Is pretty awesome. And then finally, we're getting Charles Soule, the comic book, The Fall of Kylo Ren. This is a mini series launching in August. If you've been waiting to read more about Kylo Ren, now's your chance.
Listen, I had a discussion with my friend, and she brought up some really good points about this. It's just like what Rise of Skywalker did to Kylo Ren was unfortunate because Kylo Ren was such a great concept of like being worse than Vader until you redeemed him and made the shit movie. I like Kylo Ren's character. I like the idea of Ben Solo and what happened and whatnot. So Charles Soule is like, he's got the golden pen for Star Wars. And I think that, you know, I'm going to read this and continue to build the lore around it, but we all know how it ends. So it's kind of at the same time, like you said, I don't know.
Nope, you're not incorrect at all, and we'll see how the series comes out. Mm-hmm. All right, so jumping over to Crowd Sorcery, we've got the Defenders of Hogwarts. This is a board game by Manelima. I don't even know what that is, but we're gonna leave the link in there. I don't think we've seen like a Harry Potter board game like this.
Not like this.
Yeah, so, okay, it's a new board game, Mina Lima, the graphic designers of Harry Potter film universe. Okay, cool. Like you said, we'll leave the link for it. It hasn't launched yet. We just know it's a board game that's coming out.
I think the one thing to highlight about this game is not only can you be the good guys, you can be Voldemort's Legion as well. So you can fight against the Wizards of Hogwarts, and I think that's a really cool concept.
That is
honestly
a cool concept. So like I said, we'll leave in the link for that. All right, so Chris, what time is it?
It is time for the Pursuit of Plastic.
That is right, my friend. And first coming up from NECA is the Ultramate. The Ultramate is a new type of, I don't know, figure, I guess. It's
what is it?
Ultimate action figures. So, yeah, we don't even know what this is going to mean until we get some more information.
Yeah, it's interesting. I'll put
What's
it that
past
way.
Past Ultimate?
Ultramate. Oh, well, obviously. Gosh.
Right.
Right. Right? Oh, it's so clever. I mean, leave the NECA. You know, I mean, I want to know. Like, is it like, can I say the word Indian in the cupboard? I don't know. Native American in the cupboard? Is it alive? Does it run around at night?
Oh, that book. Yeah.
Yeah. Like, are they real? Can you tell them their darkest secrets? Like, I don't know.
I don't know, but find out soon on a new episode of Pursuit of Plastic. have the answer to you if these toys come and talk to you at night. Let's go over to Lego, though, where you can get your very own Herbie soon from Fantastic Four. It will be a 10 plus 747 piece action collectible set to be at your house. And that's kind of neat.
Actually. Yeah, I like the design. I liked the route they went with that movie. I liked Herbie. I think it's a really cool Lego piece, and it would be a good addition to any Marvel collection.
Sit right next to my Wall-E figure.
Exactly.
Yeah. And then also in Lego news, Edward Scissorhands is getting an official set, which that's awesome. Who would have guessed that that is a thing that we would live to see, but Lego doesn't stop Legoing. They just keep getting more awesome.
For sure. I agree. The more and more of this kind of stuff that like they decide to do, the Lego ideas,
the more money goes away.
it's just crazy to like look back at like the Back to the Future car and where they were at that point to now, and everything that they've been able to do with Lego's idea and fan made idea. Like it's a really cool way to embrace your customers and embrace this kind of stuff that you would never expect to be able to have in mini brick.
Yeah, I'm very excited to get my scissor hands on this. when there's a link for it, we'll get it for you guys. I know. And then finally, G.I. Joe collaborations continue. As Tomb Raider turns 30 years this year, there's going to be, we've got some more Tomb Raider news to tell you guys about soon, but there's going to be a G.I. Joe and Tomb Raider collaboration. More reveals coming out this month. What do you think about that?
I don't even know what to think about that. It's intriguing, Casey. I don't know what they're going to do with something like this. I would love a G.I. Joe Lara Croft figure. I don't know what that means, but sure.
I think I will tell you what it means pretty soon.
Yeah, I can't wait. I just do want to mention that the G.I. Joe TMNT collaboration finally went up for pre-order, and I couldn't help myself. I couldn't. I just had to pre-order most of them. All of them, actually.
Every single one of them. Yeah.
It's cool. There's some questionable things in there, but and I would have done better myself if I was in the business. but no, it's a really cool way for Playmates to exit the scene with this, the Godzilla TMNT collab. Like they're doing some really neat last minute things, and it's kind of sad to see them having to give up the license. So
I like that this kind of stuff is happening, and excited to see what else comes from it. All right, so going over to comic book news, Baldur's Gate 3 is coming to a novel near you. Get your hand on that when you can return to Baldur's Gate. This will be an Astorian prequel book, so everyone's favorite vampire. I love it.
I agree.
Yeah.
I agree. I'll take it all the Astorian, all of it.
Yeah.
All of it.
Yep. He's
give him his own game. I don't care.
That's it. They just might. We don't know. As you mentioned, Masters of the Universe is coming up this weekend, and we will be getting a Skeletor origin in a new series coming out from Dark Horse and Mattel called Masters of the Universe Genesis, which will be 12 issues and explore the history of Eternia through the franchise's iconic characters, first up being Skeletor. What do you think about this? This sounds awesome.
Yeah, this is a neat way to do it. Mm-hmm. So if they're going to do different characters, I guess, for each one, huh? That's cool. I am good with this because I would love to see what they want to kind of work into their canon. There are so many different ways they've told this story, I think. Not so many, but a few different iterations of this. So, yeah, if this movie does well, Masters of the Universe is going to fully back. It's back.
It's back on the menu.
That's right.
Yeah. Then check out the variant cover by Lee Bermejo when you get a chance, because it is just disgustingly good. He is so good. So loving that. Exactly. All right. Coming up next is we have Operation Iron Coffin. This is the John Wick meets Dracula series that lives up to the hype from IDW Dark, which is their recent new imprint for horror, which is fine. You know, we're getting things like Smile and Event Horizon. So I think this is a cool idea. What do you think about this?
First, I think it's better than Marvel's Midnight, whatever the heck it is.
Like, yeah.
Are they? I think that's what they're trying to copy. These other publishing companies are doing a great job at horror stuff and like this.
Yeah.
So IDW Dark, we've talked about it on previous shows. I think it's really smart. And this sounds crazy. So I'm all about this. I hope they make this into a movie.
Dracula fighting Nazis, got to love it. Ain't nothing wrong with that. TMNT is somehow turning 300. They've figured out some way
somehow
math on it. But anyway, well, that means 300 variant covers, including J. Scott Campbell's very own April O'Neil cover, which, if you haven't seen it yet, will be instantly sold out within seconds. It's J. Scott Campbell doing, even just him doing Turtles is amazing, let alone him doing April.
Yeah, I really like the cover. I ordered one. Of course I did.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
So you can get this one, which is one of the regular cover CRD, and then there's the fully extended variant as well, which is much more rare, which I'd love to get that, like CGC or something. But yeah, just kind of funny, like thinking about all like the his artwork and the different women he's drawn and stuff like that, and that this has never happened. So it's a solid cover, and yeah, I can't wait for TMNT 300, honestly. It's good stuff.
Absolutely. And then finally, comic book news. We've got John Carpenter's Cathedrals coming out this August. Not only will we be getting 120 page paperback coming from John Carpenter and Company, but along with it, we're also going to get a new album from John Carpenter with Cody Carpenter and Daniel Davies's family that goes along with the book. So 14 tracks that go with the chapters of the graphic novel, which I remember when I tried to do that, but John Carpenter is way better at what he does.
I mean, it's John Carpenter, so don't blame yourself, Casey. It's not your fault.
But we did it with Hollowed, okay?
You did. That's right. And then he stole your idea, but you can't say that because John Carpenter would be like, no.
No, he wouldn't. But just sign sign my copy of the book. We're okay. Right. So as I go to sue John Carpenter, we're going to go into the commercial break, and we'll be right back.
DFAT Comics is the publishing branch of DontForgetATowel.com, the only place to travel geekly. Focusing on creator-owned and independent titles like Hollowed, Pursuit of Plastic, and Fairy, and many more. DFAT Comics will be a mix of genres appealing to every kind of reader. Join the new source of comic book entertainment with DFAT Comics.
There the bugger is. She's a big one, ain't she?
Oi! Over 20 points of articulation, great sculpting, and look at the paint job on her.
We've been looking all over for this one.
Let's get them in our sights and end this hunt now.
All right. All right.
Steady. Steady now.
Got him!
It's the Pursuit of Plastic.
Listen to the podcast from the creators of DontForgetATowel.com. Geek out about toy news, hunting, and histories on your favorite collectibles.
From the far reaches of the galaxy to an internet location near you, we're DontForgetATowel.com, your daily source for geeky pop culture news, reviews, interviews, and so much more. So as you're hitchhiking your way through the universe, don't forget to travel safe, and don't forget a towel.
We're back after those commercials, and we've got TV streaming news, including a new WB Animation anime coming from Tubi, Yokoso Scooby-Doo, which it sounds awesome, actually. Like, Frank Welker is coming back as Scooby, Matthew Lillard is Shaggy, and they get into some wild adventure in Japan, and it looks sweet.
Yeah, such a weird thing. Like, Tubi can put out, like, the free network can put out its own Scooby-Doo thing. Like, yeah, okay.
It's a way to check it out, right? You know, like, it's going to make me look. So,
well, that's the thing, too. Like, Yotai, like, all that wild, like, the Japanese ghosts and monsters that they can do in this.
It's huge.
You know, it's just, it's really cool. So,
it's endless. Yeah, great idea. All right. Then staying in kid world, we've got the new Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles series trailer has come out. Now, this is the Teeny Mutant Ninja Turtles coming out to Nick Jr.'s YouTube channel in July. Honestly, my daughter is like just a little old now, but this would have been perfect for her like a couple years ago, because like they're finally capitalizing on, you know, the like Spidey that she watched, and Iron Man has a good show, freaking Star Wars has a good kid show. So it took them long enough for Ninja Turtles, which has been around for just as long, to get in on this.
Is she too old for this?
That's the real question. We're gonna see what she thinks. She'll watch the trailer. I'll tell you. Report back.
Excellent. Let me know.
Yeah, there you go. Staying in the world of The Boys, Vought Rising, which is the prequel, which will be with Soldier Boy, coming out to 2027. But we did get our first look, even though The Boys literally just ended like the other day.
I'm so far behind that show.
It just ended. Myself. Yeah. I know. Well, now's your chance. Catch up on The Boys, and just in time for Vault Rising next year. And then finally, in TV streaming news, Bryan Sanderson is going to be bringing his series Skyward to TV. This is going to be from Tomorrow Studios, which was the people behind the Netflix One Piece show, as well as the showrunners of Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., Jed Whedon and Marissa Takarain. So that's cool. It's good showrunners. I think that's, you know, Bryan Sanderson hasn't done a live action yet, so I think this is awesome.
Okay. Yeah, this sounds like fun.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm in.
You're in?
Oh, yeah. I've decided right now.
Right it's now,
a, yep,
it's happening.
You said Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. I said, okay, let's go.
There you go. All right, so let's get over to the movie news. And this is just kind of crazy. Like, we just keep moving more on this Django and Zorro team up. So Sony has tapped Brian Helgeland to write it. I don't know. Does this mean that you see Jamie Foxx team up with Antonio Banderas in live action? Like, what do they decide to do with these characters?
So this is based on a 2014 Quentin Tarantino Matt Wagner comic.
Don't you remember? Yeah, we've been talking about it.
I know we have been, but this is just kind of like, it's wild that this is like where we're at.
Yeah.
But we're also just kind of chugging along too. So, are they going to make this happen? I hope so.
This has gotten a lot of steam. It's like, we keep reporting on it.
Yeah. I hope it happens. I would love to watch something like this. It's just wacky.
What a world that we live in is really it.
It's all we've waited for.
It's literally all we're waiting for. All right. Speaking of other things.
Die happy.
That's right. Other things we've been waiting for, didn't even know we needed, was a new Resident Evil. This time, this is from Zach Krieger, who did Barbarian and Weapons. Did you watch this trailer?
I did.
this trailer looks fucking awesome. Like, yeah, it's a cool way to do Resident Evil.
I'm not sure what people want, honestly. I don't know.
Are they complaining? Like, listen, I'm not. Of course. I haven't read anything. So, like, yeah, I haven't been on social media to even read this crap.
All people want, it's not even on social, it's just everywhere that people want to complain. So, here's the problem with that people have with this is like they just want to adapt the video games.
Right.
Yet, we've watched the video games numerous times through the regular playthroughs and then the remaster playthroughs, which are like movies. Can we just get something, watch it, and then judge it? Yeah. Because this trailer looks wacky.
It was awesome. Yeah. Yeah.
That's it.
I really, really, really liked it, and I agree.
Yeah. Can't wait.
Other things I can't wait for, Evil Dead Burn. This is coming out this summer. We've been waiting for another Evil Dead since Rise came out, which was great. This new world of like just messed up Evil Dead, I am for. Like, you know, I love Evil Dead 2 and I never will not, but like these are awesome.
Did you watch this trailer?
No, because I'm just going to go see the movie and I'll go see Wrath next year. I don't need to see shit.
I kind of wish I would not have watched this trailer.
Yeah.
But it's evil.
Yeah. I can't wait.
It's what I'm worried about sometimes is like but this was also with Rise where they showed you stuff and then there was even more crazy ass stuff.
And I think they get it. You know what I mean? I really do think
I think so.
Yeah.
Because if they go beyond this trailer, it's going to be disgusting. Yeah. So.
Good. Let's see it.
Yeah.
All right. So coming up next, we have Warner Brothers is officially rebooting Westworld, which is, you know, coming out to the movies. We already have a TV show of it. I don't quite know why this is happening, but what is your, you know, do you care? Do we need another Westworld?
I thought we were supposed to finish the one that was on HBO before we started any new Westworlds. I don't know. It's really disappointing to see that this is what they decide to do. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't care, but again, what we say all the time is let's wait, let's see a trailer, let's see what they decide to do, and then we'll go there. So
it's a great concept.
It's a great concept.
It is. It's just, why didn't you let Nolan finish his show? I don't understand. And now he's on to better things, like Fallout. So,
yeah.
I don't know. Thank you for not having more Westworld so we can have Fallout.
I guess, because we needed him to do this. Yeah. Well, things that do, you know, I know people are also complaining about, but The Odyssey.
Oh, shut up, people.
We've got another trailer for that. And, you know, Christopher Nolan's epic is coming out very, very soon. What are you excited for this movie?
Damn right I am, Casey.
Okay.
You're damn right. We're talking about summer fun. Movie made entirely for IMAX.
Yeah.
Based on one of the greatest stories of all time, Christopher Nolan's doing with mostly practical effects.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean,
it's what's not to watch.
And I'm not sure.
On the big screen.
I'm not sure. I'm not sure why people are so miserable, but they should, you know, chip up, go to movies and watch this before, and then judge it. Just keep your mouth shut. Until you actually
enjoy
know what this movie
the
is.
Little bit of like good things that come while you can.
That we, yes, exactly. While we have all the time we have left.
Oh, yeah. All right. Speaking of things that may or may not be good, Matt Shakman, who recently directed the Fantastic Four First Steps, is moving on from a sequel to instead jump on to helm Planet of the Apes, which is supposed to be rebooted again, a new original story from the Apes franchise. I'm fine with this. I don't really care about another Fantastic Four movie. I didn't really enjoy the first one enough to see another one, but I do want to see the Fantastic Four in these upcoming movies.
What does that have to do with Planet of the Apes?
That guy who directed Fantastic Four is no longer directing it. I'm excited. Okay. Listen, for Planet of the Apes, I don't know if I'm excited for another reboot. I was really happy with what they were doing. Like,
why does it have to be a reboot?
I don't know.
Why can't it just exist in this world that like they just did this last movie?
Maybe it will. Maybe it will just be this random movie. But like that already had a story that had started. And now we're not going to get to hear the rest of it.
You could go to any time period and tell a story within like the boundaries of what they set up with Caesar and all that stuff. Like, why do you have to reboot it? Or just, I don't know.
Well, it says a story within
Planet of the Apes, first steps.
Yeah, let's see what happens.
Come on.
All right. So Voltron is the Henry Cavill live action Voltron movie is not going to be going to theaters. It instead is going to be going out to Amazon Prime, due out in 2027. I can't think of any reason in the world this wouldn't go to theaters unless it sucks.
Yep.
Like,
it probably sucks.
Like, you put out Masters of the Universe. You are probably going to win an Oscar with Project Hail Mary. You have this James Bond video game that came out. Like, Amazon right now is running on a full cylinders. So you tell me that Voltron can't come to theaters?
Yeah. That's exactly what they're telling you. Plus,
yeah,
we're going to talk about the Tomb Raider game a little bit that is also Amazon Studios, that Amazon owns the world. So, does the movie suck? Probably. Why would you not put a giant robot movie on the big screen?
That's it.
It's just stupid.
If you're putting He-Man, another huge 80s franchise, and over in Voltron, you could get at least Japanese people to get involved too. So, like, it makes no sense.
It doesn't. Henry Cavill's in the freaking movie.
So, all right, moving on.
Is he not a big screen? Oh, he also did The Witcher. That's right.
Right.
And that was horrible. Not horrible, but it became not great. So, who knows?
But speaking of Amazon ruling the world, they have officially started their casting for the new James Bond. Veteran casting director Nina Gold, who worked on Game of Thrones, will be looking for the next 007.
I'm going to tell you right now, I'm having a real hard time not buying this video game.
This video game.
I just won't buy it day one, but you'll buy it.
It's Uncharted meets Hitman meets Tomb Raider. Like, it's everything we like.
Bro, it's not day one anymore, and I'm still having a hard time not buying it. I just bought a new sound system this past week, and I'm just like, what do I want to do with this? Maybe I want to buy the new James Bond game rock it out. So, yeah. Yeah, I'm looking forward to whatever Amazon's going to do with the James Bond series. So,
very
good.
Cannot wait. All right. Sam Raimi is going to be directing a new adaptation of Magic for Lionsgate. I don't know if you've ever watched this, but I couldn't because I am afraid of these kinds of puppets. But it was, you know, a horror movie kind of about like this evil, malicious puppet. And I don't like that kind of stuff. So
I've never heard of that movie. But now that I have heard of it, I do want to watch it.
Anthony Hopkins, directed by Richard Attenborough. Can you imagine?
I can't because I never knew. I never even...
Yeah, it was a movie was that never I was even just, in my I, mind. I avoided like the plague. I remember seeing the VHS and running
maybe,
the opposite direction.
Maybe you did see it and this is what caused all of it.
Yeah, that's
you
it.
Just, you've suppressed it your entire life.
This
sounds like a great project for Sam Raimi, so I'm in it.
That's it. Same. All right, so next going on, the X-Files, they will be getting a director cut of I Want to Believe on Disney Plus in June. This is the movie nobody really asked for at the time. And yeah, I don't know. This is the second movie. I don't even remember it being that great. Like, do you?
Who wrote Stand By Me?
That I do remember. This, I don't remember.
You remember that, right?
Good. Yes.
You remember having to pay for this movie when you
no,
when we went
this
to
isn't
see
the
it.
One. That was.
This was the second one?
Yes, this is the second one. That's what I'm saying.
Oh, that movie was garbage.
Exactly. The first
maybe
one
it's better.
Is watchable. The second one, we'll see.
I don't want to believe
yeah.
that this could be any better than what it was.
We watched Fight the Future, which is a good movie.
Fight the Future was good. Okay, so I am grossly misinformed on which
yes,
movie
you are.
That,
yeah.
Take this out of the notes. We don't even need to talk about this. Let's go back in time.
About it.
No.
All right. Recently, Kill Bill was re-released in the theaters as The Whole Bloody Affair. Now you can actually, well, it's already sold out, but you could have pre-ordered the VHS edition of the whole unrated cassette tape. So, yeah, it's, you know, hopefully I'll get the 4K Blu-ray, but thanks for letting me pre-order this cassette.
Yeah, that's my bad, dude. I should have told you the day it came out. It's all good. And I was like, I should have, or it was so cheap.
It's 40 bucks.
It was. So that was, I didn't do it because I was like, what am I going to do with this?
Yeah.
And I was like, I should have done it because it sold out. Instead, I bought the collector edition 4K Blu-ray.
There you go. But
I've been waiting for this. I have been a patient boy for my, you know, last however many years.
20 years, came out. I think.
20 years. And I refused to buy either movie.
Yeah,
and that's really hard for me to do since I own every Quentin Tarantino movie. And I said, no, I will not do that, Casey, because one day will come out a one collector's edition, and it has. And I didn't get to go see it in theaters, which I was kind of sad about. But I'm really excited to watch this on my new home theater system.
I am excited for you. Great
Thank
movie.
You.
Great
Thank
movies.
You.
And sure you're going to lose your mind. All right. For some reason, Godzilla has been lost.
He's
been lost, and now he's coming back as Monster X is showing up. Long lost villain of Godzilla's past is showing up again.
That's correct. The main villain from Final Wars, which is one of the most bonkers Godzilla movies.
Completely bonkers.
When he turns into Kaiser Ghidorah, which is one of the coolest reveals ever. Monster X is a cool freaking character. And when this was first announced, I scoured the internet to see if this was real. And I didn't find anything at first. And then eventually more news came out about it. So they are going to make this short film featuring, you know, Monster X and whatnot. So we live in a great time. We gods and monsters and Godzillas, you know, it's great. Can't wait.
It is a good time to be alive, and especially also gods, monsters, war machines.
Did you watch this movie yet?
I didn't yet. I keep forgetting about it, but it's coming. There's a sequel because it's one of the most watched movies on Netflix history right now, and Alan Rickman's going back, which is a really cool idea. I think that's awesome.
I watched it because Kojima said it was such a cool concept, of course, you know, being very Metal Gear-esque. And then I watched it and I was like, yeah, I can see why.
Hey,
it's ultra violent.
Says it, then yeah,
it's a cool concept. Like if you like military movies, it's even better. And I'm really happy to hear that it's getting a sequel because it deserves it. So
this time it's for keeps.
Damn right.
Zack Snyder hasn't been talked about in this podcast.
Who is Zack Snyder?
Maybe 2 months. So he's got to come back.
You're right.
He will be tackling the reimagining of John Carpenter's Escape from New York. Again, a reboot nobody's been asking for that doesn't involve Kurt Russell and his son, but for some reason they're going to let Zack Snyder do it, which is fine. We talked about it this morning. It's fine.
Okay. We're going to say this right now. You and I are Zack Snyder fans.
Yes.
We're not fans of Zack Snyder fans.
No.
I don't want to Escape from New York reboot, but you know what? No. If anybody's going to do it, I want to see Zack Snyder do it, honestly, with Wyatt Russell. So
right.
Just let's
it's just you have it. It's baked into it. Like, you can do this.
They can. So, it can happen.
Maybe, and maybe he's that's his plan all along. I don't know.
Maybe it's actually Escape from Cleveland. Like, we've been owed for so many years now that they just go and do that movie about what happened before or after Escape from New York.
This is it.
Finally. But not Escape from L.A., which is its own special place in Hollywood history.
That's it. And finally, in special places in Hollywood history, the end of Oak Street. We've got the newest official trailer that shows more of whatever the heck is going on in this crazy film where dinosaurs and Obi-Wan collide.
You know, it's actually, I like any movie where I get to hear Ewan McGregor try to do an American accent.
Yeah, it's good too.
Yeah, it's interesting. Even more interesting than Anne Hathaway shooting at dinosaurs, honestly.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know you don't want to watch this. I did end up watching it on my phone, which was stupid. So I'm going to watch it on my new home theater system.
Good idea, Chris. Great, idea.
Blow my nuts off. But yeah, this movie, I don't know if we've ever even talked about this movie, or I don't even remember if I knew this movie was coming.
We didn't.
Wild stuff.
Yeah.
And I can't wait to go see it in theater because it's just a cool concept. So let's, yeah.
Yeah, I think I heard about it at like CinemaCon, maybe. Like, not that
I wish I had not heard about it and not watched that trailer. And just gone, oh yeah, I'm going to go see the end of Oak Street in theaters and be like, what the
What the fuck did I just walk into?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yep. All right, finally in gaming news, Alien Isolation 2, finally, we got our first teaser trailer for this. This is a long time coming sequel. Again, I don't know why it took forever for this to come out, but this is another, going back to your point, it doesn't matter how long it takes, just come out with it and make it as good as the first one, if not better, and we'll be happy.
Yeah, it's funny, the last episode we did was on Alien Day, which we didn't even recognize for whatever reason, even though I said, hey, we're doing an episode on Alien Day. And then, of course, after this, you know, after our episode, this trailer dropped. This teaser, very teaser. But I think we should also mention, since it's another Aliens game in here, Aliens Fireteam Elite 2 is also coming out, which I really liked that game. I had a lot of fun playing it, and I'm looking forward to it being even more advanced and graphically and alien-y and all that stuff. So
that's pretty awesome. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. All the Alien. Jay and all Silent Bob are back.
Are they? Weren't they always here?
They're always around. Mm-hmm. Jay and Silent Bob Chronic Blunt Punch is a new beat 'em up punching video game. Starring Jay and Silent Bob. I mean, it's exactly what you want it to be. It is those two guys pulling their own River City Rumble sort of situation. And, you know, it looks cheesy and funny. And if you like Jay and Silent Bob, you know, it's worth taking a look at.
Yeah. I'm also wondering, when is this He-Man Dragon Pearl game coming out that got delayed? Is it soon with the movie?
I hope so.
I thought it was like really soon with the movie. Because you still can't pre-order it. I tried to look at my Switch 2, and it was just like, it's not even on the Nintendo store yet. I know it's on Steam. And I hate to take the spotlight away from Jay and Silent Bob, but, you know, where's my He-Man beat-em-up game that looks so awesome? So.
Yeah, I know. There's a lot of beat-em-ups coming out, and, you know, we'll keep you guys posted when they officially drop. Now, this is a cool one. This is Fantasy World Manager, which is, not only do you get to design your own map of your own like role-playing game world, but then you also then get to play like as, you know, crazy units and fighting and taking over kingdoms and all this kind of crazy stuff. So you get to make your own game and design it from the world up. This looks cool.
Yeah, I've always been obsessed with doing this. all these RPG makers for years, like, but they've never been easy to use or really that like productive, honestly. And this looks awesome. So I'm in. My 20-year-old self is in. My 10-year-old self is in. All of those people that I still talk to.
You're making all of the moves. The D&D world. All right. So finally, you snagged one. Wizards of the Coast released Mood Swings, which is their own kind of different, more smaller, accessible version of Magic the Gathering. And you could get it on Secret Lair. I think it's sold out.
I don't know. Actually. It might be. I haven't gotten an email saying it was. So this is first edition.
Yeah.
There's a few different ways to buy it. So I just bought a single one. There's a large, like 133 card pool, and you get 45 random cards in each deck you buy.
I'll put the link in.
Put the link in there. And honestly, it's a really cool concept. When I watched the video, at first I was a little skeptical. I like new concept games. And then I watched it, and I actually was like, this is a neat game. The price is right. The shipping was not right. So it was shipping's like half the price of the game itself. Ridiculous. So and I just liked that a lot, but it's accessible and it still has like a collector's aspect to it as well. So there's a chase card even with art by the creator. And since it's randomized out of all the cards, there is a collectability like aspect to it. So we'll see how this goes. I'm looking forward to playing it, and I'm sure you and I will play it together.
Yeah, it's a cool idea. So I'm glad that you snagged that. And like you said, we will leave the link in so you can take a look at that. All right. Next is at the Nintendo Direct. We've got something that we've been waiting for literal decades, which is a new Star Fox was finally announced. It looks just beautiful, and that's it. I don't, you know, it's everything we've wanted.
It's newish. It is a remake of the 64 version.
Yeah.
And I'm not going to say it made me buy a Switch 2, but I may have bought a Switch 2 in the past month as well, because I love Star Fox. And I've been looking for a reason to buy a Switch 2. And in about 3 weeks, this game gets shipped to me and I will be playing it and enjoying the hell out of it, because I love those kind of games. It reminds, like, Star Fox reminds me of like the Rogue Star Wars, the Rogue Fighter Star Wars games, or Rogue Squadron games even. Like, I love those kind of games. I really do. I love like going back to like even the old 1942, like shoot 'em, like playing games and stuff like that. It's such a like a, I don't know what it is about those kind of games that it's just, you don't have to go super deep into them. You know, it's like, it's an arcade-esque experience. And this is just building upon a game that's already pretty great. And taking the graphics to a whole new level. So it's just, even playing N64 version is tough. Like, it's not, the graphics aren't great. The controls aren't super great either. And even through through the Nintendo online aspect of Switch, I've played all the Star Foxes, and it's like, this is what I've been waiting for, honestly. And I can't wait for it. Really excited.
Very, very pumped up to see when that come out. And then staying along the lines of Switch 2, we've got The Adventures of Elliot. We've got a new demo as well as gameplay trailer. So you can check out the demo now, but it's like, I don't even know. It's like Zelda with like Chrono Trigger and Final Fantasy. It just looks like another really great JRPG. And so that's coming out June 18th.
Soon. Yeah. Yep. Yeah. The demo's sitting on my Switch 2 right now. I just haven't had the energy to do it. I will when I'm working summer school and you know, have plenty of time on my hands to do nothing. yeah, my biggest thing with this is like, it's Square Enix. It's a full price game. And if it's, it's just, I don't know if I want to pay $60 to $70 for a game like this. But I'm going to try this demo and we'll see how that goes. So,
I mean, I think it's the guys who did Bravely Default, Octopath Traveler.
Yeah, exactly.
Traveler. It's your $60, a dollar a minute. You know what I mean? Like, you're going to get,
that's true,
like 500 out of it. It's just crazy.
I have been playing Mina Hollower, and that's just awesome.
That's good. But that's like a Metroidvania, right?
No, it's straight up like Zelda.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, it's more like Zelda than Metroidvania or anything like that. It has those aspects, but it's definitely more Zelda than
anything. Okay. Oh, I see. That's right, this one. Okay. Yeah, that game is great. All right. Next up is Warhorse Studios announced two new games. Not only will there be a new Kingdom Come game, but we'll also be getting a Lord of the Rings open world RPG set in Middle Earth. I don't know if you've ever played the Kingdom Come Deliverance games.
I haven't. I've always wanted to, honestly.
Yeah, I own, I don't know, part two, I think. But yeah, another one of those studios like Larian where they're just like known for creating huge, awesome RPGs. So it'll be great. Good to see Lord of the Rings in a new style, finally. And then we finally want to end with the state of play from Sony. We've got a lot of great reveals. One of the first things, which I don't know if anyone was expecting, which is God of War Laufey, which is the tale of Deborah Ann Wall, a.k.a. Kratos' not quite dead wife, who's just a giant warrior herself.
Yeah, this has been rumored. And then they dropped 25 minutes of gameplay.
Yeah.
And I watched maybe 10 of it and it's wild to me. It spins out of God of War Ragnarok.
Yes.
Like,
yeah.
Yeah. It's about the Fae. Like, what a cool concept to grow this world out since you already have an amazing like engine for it and only to build upon what you've done already and then taking it to a different level outside of just like the brutality of Kratos. And Deborah Ann Wool is just, she's so amazing.
It looks exactly like her. Like, that's, doesn't it? PlayStation 5 graphics finally kicking in.
It's wild. Like, I can't believe that they dropped a 25 minute preview for it.
Looks epic.
Nuts. Yeah.
As we mentioned before, Tomb Raider, it's its 30th anniversary. So we're getting a couple Tomb Raider games, weirdly enough, like this one's not coming out until next year. But this is Tomb Raider Legacy of Atlantis, which will be coming out in February. Is this the reboot one?
Yes. Okay. So this is the remake of the first game ever.
Yes.
Which is great.
Yeah, it is. It looks awesome.
Yeah, it looks amazing.
So that's coming out next year. And then I know there's another one around the corner.
Yeah, there's like a brand, like a new, like when she's older or something like that. I don't know. But it's really cool we're getting two Tomb Raider games.
Damn right. So next is Boncho the Chef. This is just weird.
I'll tell you what it is.
Yeah, tell me.
It's by the prequel.
Dave the Diver guys, right?
It's the prequel to Dave the Diver. It's okay. About the Boncho is the sushi chef in the restaurant you manage. So he's like one of the main characters, and this is the prequel of how he becomes like a world renowned sushi chef. Yeah, so he goes to Japan. You do these mini games within the game. They're showing like fishing and being like, you know, you have like this sushi sensei. Say that 7 times fast. I think this is a really cool idea. Day of the Diver continues to add things on. I think there's another DLC coming this year. And I think this is a really smart idea. And I will play it.
Yeah, he's like a real Vampire Survivors. You know, it's like one of those where they can just keep expanding on that franchise, you know, in cool new ways.
For me, it's really kind of interesting because playing Survivors and Crawlers, when I played Dave the Diver, it's like my meditation.
Yeah.
It's strangely calming, and it's like so many different aspects of that game,
yeah,
from the fishing to the farming to the restaurant. It's a really well-balanced game. It's probably like, if I was to say, do I like that more than Vampire Survivors? There's times where I'm like, I do. And it's just like, I love that we've gotten
the game at the time.
It is. Yeah. It is, exactly. And it's just kind of like the gifts that these indie games have given us. Some amazing stuff, honestly. You don't need AAA games.
No, you know, not to get what you want, you know, out of a game.
You don't.
So, I love that. Mm-hmm. All right, so the long-running Onimusha series is getting a new trailer for Way of the Sword, as well as the release date, which is September 25th. So I have played some of these throughout the decades again. I don't know. This looks pretty freaking amazing. Maybe this is the time to get into this series. I don't know. This trailer seemingly looks awesome.
Yeah, seemingly it is. Just more samurai goodness, set around Kyoto and ancient Japan, like versus like supernatural enemies. It just looks like you can say that we've gotten stuff like this before, but they just add new, I guess, mechanics and gameplay to these types of games. So I don't care. Like, there's a trailer out for it, so you can actually go and experience it yourself right now.
That's it. And the link is in there, so you can experience it. Mm-hmm. Yes. There it is. And then finally, in video game news, it's been 11 years since the original one, but I think Until Dawn. No, is it even longer?
It's PlayStation 4.
I was going to say, it might be 20 years after the first one. But anyways, Until Dawn 2 got announced. So the movie is out now. That came out last year. And so pretty crazy that we're finally getting a sequel so many years later.
Yeah, Until Dawn sent me down like the rabbit hole of narrative horror games for a while.
Okay.
And I liked Until Dawn a lot. I thought it was really a neat idea, and the rest of those games that are part of that series from that publisher. And so, yeah, I'm excited for this new one, and I will definitely play it. I've added those kind of games to my Halloween escapades every year. So
they're playing movies, so that's so cool. Yep. So Chris, where can you find us?
We're at a little website called don'tforgetatowel.com. You can find us on the interwebs. And then if you're into social media, you can hashtag DFATENT, DFATENT, and you might find shenanigans of all sorts.
That's it. This is Casey saying go read your comics.
And this is Chris saying don't forget a towel.